IVM. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance presents A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye. How much will I get in return? What if I stop paying in between? Do you have anything where I can do short-term payments? Are there any tax savings if I invest here? These questions won't seem new or unheard to you, right? So in today's episode, let's understand the process of KYC. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance Presents, a Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a ladies' special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. So, there was a family who questioned a financial advisor for around 45 days. Daily, they had new queries. They were suspicious about whether their money would be misused. They worried about the company shutting down. What if this advisor changed careers? After all these questions, they decided on a combination of investment and insurance for 3 family members: husband, wife, and their 20-year-old daughter. The advisor was finally relieved and also happy that he learned a lot through this kind of interrogation process. The advisor said, "Let us do the process. Let me have all your KYC documents and checks first." Now, here was the twist. The wife said, "Oh, I use my husband's account only for all transactions. And I'm not yet the joint holder since the process of adding a holder is a little lengthy." The daughter said, "I have a minor's PAN card and a minor bank account which mom had pushed papa to open when I was a kid. We had to go to the bank for formalities, but I'm so busy with college and assignments that it is still pending." The husband said, "Oh, my check leaves are over. I will have to order a new checkbook and only then can I pay." The advisor got restless. He thought, "I did so much background work, finally convinced them, and now if they take 15 days to clear their documents, they may change their mind." And the advisor was absolutely right. After 15 days, when there was a follow-up, the family said, "We didn't get the time to get all these documents sorted out due to work and priorities. Let us do this next month." The entire momentum of saving, investing, and insuring got a break. And no, it was not because of a scam. It was not because some neighbor or friend influenced them. It was purely because the compliance documents were not in place. This is a learning lesson for each family. Please understand that your documents are your legal identity. The wife says, "I am the nominee, but I'm sorry, I don't have an account in my name to receive any funds." The husband says, "I have a good amount of investments, but I lost my PAN card and I don't have a soft copy as well." That is precisely why it is said that we have education, but financial literacy is still to be achieved. We don't treat these as urgent or important tasks. So when we decide that on the next Saturday, I will go to the bank and change my locker nomination, suddenly there is an office meeting scheduled and we postpone the bank visit and convince ourselves that it's okay, not too urgent, and that we will go to the bank on the next Saturday. Yes, I agree that the show must go on. But here, the delay goes on and on and on. So in today's episode, let's understand the process of KYC. First, it is a standard address proof. This will be mandatory for any process. Earlier, ration cards used to be popular. Now, since families above 1 lakh incomes do not attain ration benefits, many families don't have these cards. Currently, the most popular address proof is UID, Aadhaar card. For your UID card, which we call Aadhaar in India, remember something very important. As per the rules, only mention the last 4 digits of your UID on any proposal or application form. Other documents necessary are your electricity bills, mobile bills, passport, driving license, voter ID, senior citizen cards, rent agreements, or premises purchase agreements. Here, there is one little task for you. Please check all investments and insurance documents and accounts once. See if the address is common across all of them. Whenever you change your address, please take the effort to change addresses everywhere. In fact, in Mediclaim, few companies have a mandate. If the claim amount currently is above 1 lakh rupees, an address check is done whereby if your address on your policy differs even a bit from your UID, then a query is raised. Claim is settled only when there is a clarification from the client. Then there is an identity proof. Usually, PAN card is mandatory in all financial transactions and hence it is the most popular identity proof. Check which signature appears on your PAN. Is it the same as the signature you use during financial transactions? As far as possible, keep it identical. Today itself, pick up your PAN and check all the spellings properly. Even a small difference like Meena with an I and Meena with a double E can create a problem. There is now an eKYC facility. Here, there are many options. But let me explain the simplest way to you. While starting any new financial investments and insurances, you can get eKYC if you have a valid UID, Aadhaar. eKYC automatically picks up all your details from the Aadhaar to make your process simpler. You just need to enter the OTP that you will receive on the number linked to your Aadhaar. Just remember, you must have a valid and updated UID, you should have the correct mobile number on it, and that's it. This is a basic process. I used to feel it is such a simple requirement. Everybody has proper documents. But with experience, I discovered that a lot of people still have various errors in all these documents. These are the little things that matter much. The Government of India has even launched a digital locker facility a few years back where you can securely store digital copies of all these critical documents. Utilize these facilities and see how the rest of the processes become very simple. In one of my earlier episodes, I asked you to spend one Sunday every month on family finances. Use that time for these little things too. And remember, KYC is not a burden. It is actually the backbone of your finances. Enjoy the process and let your wealth have a unique identification. That's a wrap on this episode of SBI Life Insurance Presents, a Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at PriyankaUAcharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye.